This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest plays and clutch moments.
Oh, look out! Touchdown! A miracle!
It's time to go around the NFL.
Has time. Now locates Barkley out of the backfield. Barkley slips two tackles and picks up the first down, jumping up in the air to the 30. A gain of 14 for Barkley with some nifty moves along the way.
If you haven't seen that play yet, it's a check down throw to Barkley. He spins again, and then he goes backwards into the air, hurdling a would-be tackler, landing on the other side of the would-be tackler to pick up more yardage. It's not an exaggeration to say it's one of the most athletic feats I think I have ever seen on a football field. I would also say that it was incredibly dangerous. You know, you've got a lot of tacklers that tend to go low, so you have to get that low miss. But there is an opportunity to blow him up in the process. But Saquon Barkley, incredible for the Eagles yesterday. He's been incredible for them all year. 27 carries, 159 yards and a touchdown. Another three catches, 40 yards for a touchdown. Saquon Barkley's having a phenomenal year for the Eagles. In his last three games, he has rushed for 440 yards in his last three games. He went for 176 against the Giants, 108 against Cincinnati, and 159 against Jacksonville. He is actually making his way into the conversation of the best back in the league, not named McCaffrey, who's out, but in that conversation with Derrick Henry. Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown. You know who had a great catch yesterday, an incredible catch? Jahan Dotson did for 36 yards. But man, Philadelphia, who has gotten on a roll here, I mean, they are surging winners of four in a row. Jalen hasn't turned the ball over in a while. He was 18 of 24, 230, two touchdowns, had 67 yards rushing and a touchdown as well. But what in God's name is Nick Sirianni doing? They scored a touchdown at the end of the first half to take a 16-0 lead. They went for two and missed. Why would you ever go for two up 16-0 and pass on making it 17? They missed that. Then the next touchdown early in the third quarter to go up 22-0, he went for two again and missed that. Do the math here. It should be 24-0, but it's 22-0. So now Jacksonville scores, and they go for two on the first one to cut it to 14. They actually did the two-point analytics, down 14, score touchdown, go for two, and they missed that one. So it's 22-16. Then Philly scores 28-16, but they score, and they went for two again. And in that case, they should have gone for two to try to make it a 14-point lead. But they should have at that point been up 31-16 or 17, game over. But instead, after their next touchdown, it was 28-23. And Jacksonville got the ball all the way down into the red zone at the end, down 28-23. And Trevor Lawrence threw a terrible ball on 1st and 10 at the Philadelphia 13. 1st and 10, a minute 40 to go, about to pull off a down 22-0 into the lead. And Dean, the second-year player from Georgia now, is he in his second year? I think so. Something like that. Picked it off. Terrible throw. He bails Nick Sirianni out. How can you trust Sirianni Denton. They're so talented. They're a gifted team. They have a chance talent-wise to win a Super Bowl. That's how good their talent is. And it's really starting to come together. But how can you possibly trust this guy who is so impulsive? He's so winging it all the time. Who's telling him to go to for two in the first half up 16-0? Nobody hands free points away more than this dude does. And he got lucky that he got bailed out. Or I swear to God, had they lost that game, if I were on Philadelphia, I would have been calling for him to be fired today. Because the game should have been over if you just kicked the extra points. By the way, that wasn't the only dumb stuff he did. So they're up 28-23. They had a 4th-and-4 at the Jacksonville 39-yard line with 2:16 left. They tried a 57-yard field goal. I mean, I don't know. Actually, I shouldn't say that that's dumb, but it was 4th-and-3 with Jalen Hurts. Could have gone for it there. Missed the field goal, and that gave Jacksonville the ball. This guy's a nitwit at the highest levels, Sirianni is. He's a child in terms of game situation stuff. There may be a lot that he does that he's good at, you know, coaching schemes, leading men. I don't know what it is that he does well. But when it comes to game situation stuff, he's going to cost them dearly. We have said that for 3 years, 2 years running. That this guy's impulsivity and the fact that he just kind of wings it during games and has no concept of basic, simple, third-grade math is going to cost them. If they lost that game yesterday, they're already screaming and yelling at him in Philadelphia today, Denton. If they lose that game, if Trevor Lawrence sticks it in the end zone and they lose with a 22-0 lead, should have been 24-0, he could have gotten fired today. Not an exaggeration. But, man, they're good. They got players. They got a nitwit for a coach. He's a halfwit who, by the way, truly has been at odds with different players on his team and the fans. They get the Cowboys this week. What's that line? They got to be like 7-point favorites on the road, right? Something like that?
Yeah, I think they're big-time favorites. Let me pull up the line now. By the way, I love that Sirianni's a nitwit. It's very fun to watch, and I hope he screws next Thursday up at the highest level.
Well, he's going to screw it up for them unless somebody gets a hold of him and says, you are no longer as the head coach in charge of making these game situation decisions.
They're 6.5-point favorites on the road.
6.5?
Yeah.
Look, dude, they're rolling. They got a quarterback playing at a high level. They got a running back who's insane. Their offensive line's gotten better. Defensively, they're getting better. I know, like, you go down the list here, and it's like Browns, Giants, Bengals on the road is impressive, okay, to win by 20. But, man, this is shaping up to be one of the games of the year in the NFL. A week from this coming Thursday night, November 14th, at the Link, Washington and Philadelphia. Philadelphia will look at that game and say, look, we can move the ball at will. We can run it at will. We just can't score too fast. Like, if they could employ the giant 9-minute, 8-minute, 7-minute drives, they'll finish them off. And this will be a game that'll be over in 2 hours and 50 minutes with each team having 6 possessions and 6 scores. And whoever has it last. Although Philly's defense is much better than Washington's, right? I think they are. But much better coach team, Washington. When have we been able to say that? Let's go to Atlanta for the Cowboys and the Falcons.
Into a one possession game as long as they can. Cousins, time, looks, wide open man, touchdown, Ray McLeod.
Dallas is so bad right now. You talk about just a poorly managed football team. They, you know, they had 12 men on the field on offense on a play. They had 10 men on the field on a defense. They faked a punt that had no chance of working. They are penalized once again as much as anybody in the league. They run a fly sweep to the strong side of the defense on a 4th-and-1. It's over for McCarthy and company. And look, he's not a bad football coach. Mike McCarthy has been a good football coach. That team is so bad situationally, and they're so undisciplined, and that falls on the head coach. It does. In this game, Dak Prescott injured a hamstring. Cooper Rush came in. You know, Jerry's talking about making deals before the deadline to chase something that has no chance of coming true. You know, they didn't have Micah Parsons yesterday. They got Trayvon Diggs back, but he looked banged up. The Falcons are, you know, they basically took their foot off the pedal up 27-13. They're really good offensively, and they're not just good because Kirk is a really good quarterback. Bijan Robinson is special, man. He's really good. Algiers good. They actually lost Drake London in that game, so that'll be a big injury for them. But they, you know, if Tampa loses, the Falcons in essence have a 3-game lead in the NFC South. But 27-21 was not indicative of the domination in this game. And the Cowboys are done. I mean, they have one answer every week. And it's Dak to CeeDee Lamb. And they don't have anything else. And then Parsons, who hasn't played, he's doing podcasts. And they got players more interested in their media careers. And you got an owner that is completely out of his mind if he thinks a trade or two is going to help this team. They're done. I mean, Cooper Rush actually in many – Dallas should – here's the one move they should make. They should trade for Chuba Hubbard, and they should go back to what they did with Cooper Rush, remember, a couple of years ago when they just – when they ran the football, they play-actioned, they didn't – you know, it wasn't just about feeding CeeDee Lamb. But they won't do that because they've got $8 billion invested into two players, neither of whom is good enough to carry a team. Our quarterback is so far and away the best quarterback in the division. And I guess Jalen Hurts is probably too, because it's not Dak. The Cowboys at 3-5 host the Eagles next. Then the Texans, then they play us here. Good luck. Let's go to Lambeau. Cold, windy, rainy, but it didn't matter for indoor girl Detroit.
Here is Gibbs. First down and more. Gibbs in for the touchdown.
Do you know, this is like the second game in a row, I think, that they've won by double digits with less than 150 yards passing, Denton. And I think that's some – it's been a long time since that happened. I don't have the exact stat in front of me. I read it this morning. Jared Goff was 18 of 22 for 145 yards, a touchdown. You know, didn't get – it got sacked once. They ran the ball with Gibbs and Montgomery, and they basically let Green Bay sort of, you know, beat themselves. Jordan Love had a terrible pick six at the end of the first half. Detroit's the real deal, man. They can do it to you in so many different ways. How did they lose to Tampa in week two at home? Can you explain that one to me? Look, Baker Mayfield's pretty good and Bowles is pretty good, but how did they lose that game? I think it was turnovers, right? Didn't Goff throw like two picks in that game? They're right now the team to beat in the NFC. You agree with me on that?
Yeah, definitely.
And they're going to be really hard to beat at home, but because they still have to play a lot of their division foes. They got the first one, the big one against Green Bay. They also won at Minnesota. They have Chicago twice, but now they have the Packers and Vikings at home. I guess they play a late season game against the 49ers. They also play the Bills in December. Wow, that'll be a game. But they appear to be in, you know, the team that I'd also not discount if they get healthy is San Francisco. But, man, Detroit, you know, indoor team. For the first time, they're playing outdoors, you know, and they beat the Packers and they beat them down pretty easily. Let's go to Minneapolis, the Twin Cities, for Sunday Night Football, Vikings and Colts.
And he'll do a little play action here, looking for the tight end. Oliver! Touchdown! So they sneak a pass in instead of the run as they got close to the two-minute warning. And Josh Oliver on the business end.
I had Indy. Smell test, by the way, 9-6 over the weekend, so another winning weekend. I'll take it. But it was... I'm sorry, 8-6. 8-6 or 9-6? I'm forgetting now. That game last night, so Sam Darnold makes some really good throws. It's the perfect system for him. But, man, he holds it too long, and he makes some bad plays. He had two picks, had a fumble that was returned for a touchdown. You could question whether or not that should have been flagged. They actually flagged it on the field. It was a bit of a hit to the head, but not intentional. They picked up the flag, and Indy had seven that way. Indy missed a field goal, you know, a makeable – actually two makeable field goals, one makeable field goal. And they had a fourth down 14-10. On their final drive of the game, the ball was right there. They had a really good chance to pick up the first down, and the ball was dropped by that guy Doolin on a 4th-and-2, and that would have given them a shot to continue a drive that could have potentially given them the lead. But Minnesota's defense is outstanding. It has been all season long, and Justin Jefferson is the real deal, man. The real deal. 7 catches, 137 yards. Their skill position players are great. They're not Detroit. It'll be a battle between Minnesota and Green Bay for second, but both of those teams certainly look like playoff teams. Let's go to to Baltimore for the Ravens and the Broncos.
It's Henry. Outside. It's Henry for the touchdown again.
Jim Nance. It's Henry. Yeah, two rushing touchdowns for Derrick Henry. Another 100-plus day. Lamar Jackson's 4th perfect passer rating day of his career. I think that now is more than any player in NFL history. He was 16 of 19 for 280, 3 touchdowns. Didn't need to run the ball at all as the Ravens destroyed the Broncos 41-10 to get to 6-3. I'll tell you, I don't think you want to play Baltimore off a loss ever. It's not a great spot to be in. And they lost last week to Cleveland. They play the Thursday night game at home against Cincinnati. And the Bengals are playing better. And this is a big game. Cincinnati can pull to within a game of the Ravens. And the Steelers playing in Washington this week. The Bengals are the team to kind of, this is a huge game for them. Both teams, really. But Baltimore, easily. Let's go to Seattle for what turned out to be the wildest game of the day.
Second down at 6. Fake to Williams. Stafford fires downfield. Oh! And he's caught for a touchdown by Robinson. The Rams win it.
Yeah, one-handed grab by DeMarcus Robinson. Kenny Albert on the call for Fox. That game went super late into the evening. Matt Stafford, after the Rams got a 3rd-and-1 and then a 4th-and-1 stop on Seattle's opening drive in overtime. Seattle was in the red zone. They could have kicked the field goal. They didn't. They went for the 4th-and-1 trying to get the touchdown to end the game on their opening drive, and it was easy for them getting down there, and then they get stopped on 3rd-and-1 and 4th-and-1, and the Rams take over, and he hits Atwell on a big throw, and then he, on a play action bootleg, throws deep to DeMarcus Robinson, and the Rams are back to 500. They've won 3 games in a row. They beat the Vikings, remember, last week on Thursday Night Football. And now, you know, in this crazy NFC West, man, where you've got The Cardinals at 5-4, the Rams at 4-4, the 49ers at 4-4, and the Seahawks drop to 4-5. But that was a hell of a finish in that game. Geno Smith threw a couple of bad balls that got picked in the red zone. He also had some big-time clutch throws as they came back and tied the game. How about Chicago a week after getting Hail Mary'd here in D.C.? They were out in Arizona to face the Cardinals.
You're there to throw. You only run when you have to. It's DeMarcado breaking away. DeMarcado goes the distance. Touchdown, Cardinals.
That play was a play from their own 47-yard line, the Cardinals, with 11 seconds to go in the first half. They ran the ball, and he went, DeMarcado did, we faced him, 53 yards, basically untouched for a touchdown. They got Hail Mary'd last week, and at the end of the first half, they got Hail Mary, it was a run Hail Mary. Who runs the ball on the last play of the half for a touchdown from your own 47-yard line? I don't think I've ever seen that happen before. Chicago clearly impacted. You know, there's this old saying, you can't lose the same game twice, meaning you got to put it behind you, move on, next game. You can't be thinking about the last one. I'm not saying that they were better than the Cardinals and they should have beaten the Cardinals, but they got whooped 29-9. They lost to Washington twice yesterday. They lost to that Hail Mary on two different occasions. Caleb Williams really struggled in this one, got sacked six times. And the Cardinals, I mean, the more and more we get further away from it, this looks like the best win of the year. Them going to Arizona and winning 42-14. Now, they got blown out at Green Bay, but they beat the Chargers. Wasn't that a Thursday? No, that was that doubleheader Monday night game. They beat the Dolphins at the gun, and they beat the Bears. They get the Jets Sunday. You know, this idea that the Jets now have an easier schedule? I would assume they're not. What's that line? Have you looked at that? That's got to be like Arizona minus one?
It's 1.5.
Arizona's minus 1.5? I'm pretty good at this, odds making. I could do that for a living.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, they're an underdog. Slight underdog, but still an underdog. All right, we'll finish up the show when we come back.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.